Kribaradhariya. Yashodhanandana Vrajajanaranjana. Yashodhanandana Vrajajanaranjana. Yamuna Tira Banacha Yamuna. Yamuna Tira Banacha Yamuna. Yaya Radha Madhava Punjabihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava Radhe. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Sri Sri Radha Madhava Ashtashakya Vrinda ki, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki, Panchayata Bhagavan ki, नरसिंहदेव भगवान की ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सपदान्तिकं. वंदेहम श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम श्रीगुरुना वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सागना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साधयितं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णा चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नीलाचल निवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्र सुभद्राभं जगन्नाथाय ते नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नैष्ठिकी मुखं करोति वाचलं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दिनतारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरम् ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवत 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 13 ब्रह्मा स्टीलिंग द बॉयज एंड कर्व्स टेक्स्ट 63 उत्थाय उत्थाय कृष्णस्य चिरस्य पादयोपतान आस्ते महित्वं प्राग्दृष्टं स्मृत्वा स्मृत्वा पुनः पुनः उत्थाय उत्थाय कृष्णस्य चिरस्य पादयोपतन आस्ते महित्वं प्राग्दृष्टं स्मृत्वा स्मृत्वा पुनः पुनः उत्थाय उत्थाय कृष्णस्य चिरस्य पादयोपतन आस्ते महित्वं प्राग्दृष्टं स्मृत्वा स्मृत्वा पुनः पुनः उत्थाय उत्थाय कृष्णस्य पादयोपतन आस्ते महित्वं प्राग्दृष्टं स्मृत्वा स्मृत्वा पुनः पुनः उत्थाय उत्थाय कृष्णस्य चिरस्य पादयोपतन आस्ते महित्वं प्राग्दृष्टं स्मृत्वा स्मृत्वा पुनः पुनः उत्थाय उत्थाय कृष्णस्य चिरस्सपादयोपतन् आस्ते महित्वं प्राग्दृष्टं स्मृत्वा स्मृत्वा पुनः पुनः उत्थाय उत्थाय कृष्णस्य चिरस्वपादयोपतन् आस्ते महित्वं प्राग्दृष्टं स्मृत्वा स्मृत्वा पुनः पुनः माताजी Hare Krishna. Okay. Word meaning, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Uthvaya Uthaya, rising repeatedly. Krishnasya, of Lord Krishna. Chirasya, for a long time. Padayo, at the lotus feet. Patan, falling down. Aste, remained. Mahitvam, the greatness. Pragdrishtam, which he had previously seen. Smritva, smritva, remembering and remembering. Punah, punah, again and again. Translation. Rising and falling again and again at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna for a long time, Lord Brahma remembered over and over the Lord's greatness he had just seen. As stated in one prayer, Srutim apare smritim itare bharatam anne bhajantu bhavavita Aham iha nandam vande yasya linde param brahma. Let others study the Vedas, Smriti and Mahabharata, fearing material existence, but I shall worship Nanda Maharaj, in whose courtyard is crawling the Supreme Brahman. Nanda Maharaj is so great that the Parabrahman is crawling in his yard, and therefore I shall worship him. Padavali 126. Brahma was falling down in ecstasy because of the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who exactly resembled a human child. Brahma was naturally astonished. Therefore, with a faltering voice, he offered prayers, understanding that here was the Supreme Person. So you see, this chapter entitled Brahma Stealing the Boys and Cows. Brahma was bewildered. How can a child, Krishna, can be the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So he wanted to test him, that whether he is Supreme Personality of Godhead or not. So in this material world, even a person in the highest platform can be bewildered by the yogamaya potency of the Supreme Lord. No one is free from the maya potency of the Lord. We even saw that how Indra was also bewildered. The same we see here, that by awe and reverence which cannot help us to come out of the maya potency of the Lord. In the previous slokas, we heard how Brahma, he was just shocked that how can the set of two set of boys stay because Brahma stole the cowherd boys, as he was saying before, he was thinking. Because he was saying that Krishna searching the calves, searching his cowherd boys, the same thing would happen. So stole the boys, hid them in his mystic caves, and in this fraction of seconds when he came back, it's 1 year passed in this earthly planet. And he was thinking, he was having the mental concoction that Krishna will be searching his friends and cowherd boys, calves. But when he comes back, he sees Krishna is as it is playing. The same set of cowherd friends, same set of calves, still there. So at some point of time, if we suddenly see a person, we know he is supposed to be in far away different place and he is standing in front of me. How it appears? The same way it appeared to Brahma. He could not think. So the moment he was supposed to finalize, take a decision, what can it be? He could see that these cowherd boys, they are none other than Lord Narayana himself, expansions of the Lord. So he was in an utter shock. How is it possible? How can it be? And at the end point we see that when he understood that this child Krishna is the Supreme Lord, so he is offering his obeisances. According to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Sukhdev Goswami is describing this verse in present tense, as if like Sukhdev Goswami is directly watching it, that Lord Brahma is repeatedly offering obeisances. So, and he is not only offering obeisances, he is remembering. He is remembering, smritva smritva, he is remembering and remembering, remembering and remembering the greatness of the Lord that he has just seen. So devotional service, Prabhupada, as he explains, that this is the bhava, the bhava bhakti is being expressed by Lord Brahma. So what is devotional service in bhava bhakti? According to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we have three categories of bhakti. Sadhana bhakti, the practicing devotional service. This bhava bhakti, devotional service in ecstasy. And this raganuga bhakti, devotional service in love of Godhead. This bhava bhakti and raganuga bhakti, both are in transcendental stage. But there is a difference in bhava bhakti and raganuga bhakti. This bhava bhakti has some material tinge in it. And this bhava bhakti, the next stage is raganuga bhakti. So Lord Brahma is expressing bhava bhakti here. So if we analyze, sometimes we see the devotees, they say, a question may be asked here, how offering obeisances to the Lord is an exhibition of bhava bhakti, because Lord Brahma is repeatedly exhibiting, is offering obeisances to the Lord. So if we see in ISKCON, sometimes we hear that some people, they say that we don't have exhibition of bhava bhakti or raganuga bhakti in ISKCON, we have only sadhana bhakti. But Srila Prabhupada has taught us to offer obeisances. Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, Mam Namaskuru, even offering obeisances is an exhibition of devotional service in ecstasy. And devotees in ISKCON offer obeisances to the Lord just not only as a duty or not only as a practice of sadhana bhakti. So in the initial stage for a neophyte devotee, it can be a practice of offering obeisances. But the devotees, they offer obeisances to the Lord, they pray to the Lord, that is a spontaneous process. And they do it spontaneously. Just like if we enter into the temple, the first thing we do is offer obeisances to Guru, offer obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, offer obeisances to Lord Narasingadev, then we offer obeisances to Sri Radha Madhava. See, if we analyze Bhava Bhakti and how we are performing in ISKCON, then it is not only just a rigid following of Krishna consciousness or a rigid practice of Krishna consciousness. It's a spontaneous process. And that's how we transcend different modes that we are in. That's how we practice devotional service. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that how can we understand Krishna? By becoming his devotee. What we perform, the activities we perform as a devotee, and by performing the activities as a devotee, we render devotional service. So that's how that ultimately we reach a stage of spontaneous devotional service. Srila Prabhupada also mentions what is transcendental ecstasy. The transcendental ecstasy is spontaneous devotional service. When we render devotional service in a spontaneous way, and it's a regular activity, the performer of devotional service, he feels an ecstasy. So Brahma is doing the same thing. He is feeling the same. That's why he is continuously offering obeisances, offering obeisances, offering obeisances. So there may be two aspects of Brahma offering obeisances. One of the first aspect is Brahma, as we see, he could not enter Vrindavan Dham. He could only have a darshan of Vrindavan Dham. So when he could have darshan of the Vrindavan Dham by Lord's mercy, so as a respect he is offering obeisances. The second aspect, if we see, that by Lord Krishna's mercy, he could understand that he has done a great mistake. So when a person does a great mistake, he should take shelter. So Lord Brahma, he took shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he was unable to identify him as the Supreme Person. So Lord Brahma is offering repeated obeisances. He is offering repeated obeisances to show that whatever he has done is a great mistake he has done. How, being the highest person in this material world, he is situated in the highest position of this material world. He is the creator. So how he could not identify the Supreme Lord? It happens sometimes if we see when we meet one of the great acharyas as a neophyte, I may not identify him. And if I cannot identify him, I will not offer him proper respect. And when I hear from someone that he is one of the great acharyas, he is a great Vaishnava, then I feel, oh, what I have done, what mistake I have committed, what offense I have committed, that I didn't show him proper respect. So how this situation comes? Srila Prabhupada quoted a sloka that was originally said by Raghupati Upadhyay when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the village of Adaili near Prayag. So this Raghupati Upadhyay, he came from Tiruhutiya. Tiruhutiya are the four districts of North India. So he came and he wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya. So when he met Lord Chaitanya, he blessed him. So out of transcendental ecstasy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati Upadhyay to describe Lord's greatness. So then he said this sloka composed by him. This apar srutim apare srutim itare bharatam anne bhajant bhavavita. So this sruti. So let others study the Vedas, Smriti and Mahabharata, fearing material existence. But I shall worship Nanda Maharaj. Aham iha Nandam Vande. So one worships the Vedas, one worships the Smritis and Srutis out of fear of material existence. So the impersonalists, they are followers of the Vedas. They want liberation. But Raghupati Upadhyay says that I will worship Nanda Maharaj. So why he is worshipping Nanda Maharaj? Yasya linde param brahma. Because Parabrahman is crawling in his yard. So Krishna is crawling in his yard. That's why he will worship Nanda Maharaj. Now if we think that what made Nanda Maharaj so great that we should worship Nanda Maharaj. Later on, Sri Rupa Goswami, he compiled the same sloka in his Padavali. So why Nanda Maharaj is so great? Because Nanda Maharaj was also in transcendental ecstasy. He was also serving the Lord, but serving in a different rasa. Nanda Maharaj was serving the Lord in Vatsala Rasa. So he would like to worship Nanda Maharaj. So he shows that if we want to worship the Lord, we have to worship his devotees. Then we can enter into the pastimes of the Lord. So it's a message to us by Lord Brahma that how we can enter Dham, what are the qualifications required to enter Dham, and how we can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His activities. If Lord Brahma can be bewildered, then we are in a very significant, insignificant position. For us, bewilderment is a matter of every second. In every second, we become bewildered. Recently, I was reading a recent study which says a human being, in every second of thought, he has 64 different thought processes working together. So if 64 different processes in a single moment or a single second, it works together, then obviously we are bewildered by 64 different ways. And for us, it is very difficult to understand Krishna. For us, it is very difficult to understand the activities of the Lord and the devotees. So how can we understand? Once a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada that what great fortune we had so that we are practicing Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, you didn't have any fortune. Whatever you have, I have given you. So by Guru's mercy, we can engage ourselves in devotional service. So you have to appreciate that. You have to appreciate the devotees. You have to take shelter of the Guru. Then only we can engage ourselves in spontaneous devotional service. Then only we can feel this ecstasy, what Lord Brahma is feeling. Without that, by single-handed practice, it is not possible for us to feel that ecstasy
of devotional service. It is not possible. That's a dry philosophy. That's how the impersonalists, many people, they say in ISKCON, there is no rasa, no ecstasy, no ananda. And we see sometimes our devotees also are bewildered and they have to go to Vrindavan to relish the higher taste. And at some point of time we see that instead of relishing higher taste, they are relishing the lower taste. Prabhupada has given us all sort of transcendental ecstasies in ISKCON. But there is a way how to receive it. We should be qualified to stay in dham. We should be qualified to enter in dham. Otherwise, staying in dham like Sri Mayapur and Vrindavan, it's like seeing big buildings, trees. We'll not be able to feel that ecstasy of staying in dham. Once in Vrindavan, few people came to meet Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and they offered obeisances, and when they stood up, they were removing the dust of their body. Because when they offered obeisances, Vrindavan is full of dust. So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj chastised those people that we are simply polishing our body with all material elements. We use cosmetics, we polish and we keep it. But the dusts of Vrindavan are all transcendental. And we are removing the transcendental element from our body. So it's chastised. So how can we understand if we have that tendency that okay, we had a very nice dress, offered obeisances in the dham, and then we remove the dust from our body. Because our clothes will be soiled. So this is because of the desire for material objects. And in this way, we cannot understand what is dham, how Krishna is performing his activities, how devotees are serving the Lord. It is very difficult for us in this way to understand his activities. So by hearing this from Raghupati Upadhyaya, Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. So when he was pleased, he asked him, tell me more. He asked him, tell me more. So when he asked him, tell me more, he said, what should I say? If I say, then people will not understand. Lord Chaitanya was much more pleased. Then he said, tell me more. What is the highest place, most beautiful place in this world? He says, Mathura Dham is the most beautiful place in this world. So, you see that how the devotees, they appreciate Dham. Because by appreciating Dham, we appreciate the activities of the Lord. And we take shelter of the devotees. So unless and until we take shelter of the devotees, it is very difficult for us. That's why it says, Aham Iha Nandam Vande Jasya Linde Param Brahma. We should follow the footsteps of the residents of Dham. If you want to approach Dham, if you want to stay in Dham, if you want to engage in devotional service, we have to follow the footsteps of those people who are staying in Dham, performing devotional service under the guidance of the previous acharyas. Then we can have some qualification to relish those activities, relish those pastimes. Just like we see that Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is saying that Sukhdev Goswami is in the present when he is describing that Brahma is offering obeisances. He is seeing actually, he is offering obeisances. It's like viewing directly. So he is in the present. For us, neither we are in the present nor was in the past, and in future, what will happen, we don't know. We will be able to be in future or not. But we have a hope. We have a hope Prabhupada has given that qualification to us to enter the dham. Prabhupada has given that sukriti to us so that we can enter dham and perform devotional service. Rupa Goswami has described the important items of devotional service, which has been confirmed by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So Jagannath Das Babaji was staying in Navadip Dham. So once a retired person with his wife, he came to Jagannath Das Babaji and requested him if they could stay in his ashram and do bhajan. So Jagannath Das Babaji was happy. He gave them opportunity to perform bhajan. So Jagannath Das Babaji's servant was Bihari Krishna Das. So he was doing all Jagannath Das Babaji's services alone. So one day he asked this person that, see, you have a lot of free time, so you can help me in some seva. So the person immediately replied, no, I am here to perform bhajan. Nama bhajan, I'll only do that. I'll not do any other service. So Bihari Krishna, he didn't like it. He was very sad. So he said the same to Jagannath Das Babaji. So one day Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he came to meet Jagannath Das Babaji. So then he asked Bhakti Vinod Thakur that, you are a magistrate, you solved many cases, so I have a case in your court, you should solve it. So when the case was said by Jagannath Das Babaji to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, so Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave a judgment, which is already given by Rupa Goswami, the five items of devotional service to be performed. Only Nama Bhajan is not the only way to render devotional service. We should have a balanced way of rendering devotional service. He said about the five items of devotional service. What are the five items of devotional service? Sadhu Sangha, associate with the devotees. Hear from the devotees, hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Stay in Dham. Perform Seva. And worship the deities. Sadhu Sangha, hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Chant holy name, perform seva, worship deities. So these are the five items of devotional service, and we have to do it in a very balanced way. Only Nama Bhajan is not the only process how we can have ecstasy. At some point of time, we will be bored by only chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra because we are not in that pure state. At times, often, I don't know about others, but it becomes very difficult for me to also chant 16 rounds nicely. So it is very difficult if we are only thinking that we will chant only the holy name. It is very difficult for us to do Nama Bhajan because we are not in that state, purified state, where we can only do Nama Bhajan. We cannot be Raghunath Das Goswami sitting in hot sun in Radha Kunda and chanting holy name. You cannot be Raghunath Das Goswami, you cannot be Sarva Goswamis, you cannot be Haridas Thakur spontaneously chanting holy name, feeling the ecstasy of holy name. Then we will not be having any hunger, we will not be having any desire for any belongings, simply engrossed in holy name. For us as a neophyte, it is not possible. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave the judgment. So spiritual progress is very important. How can we have a spiritual progress? To really stay in Dham for a lifetime, we need a spontaneous spiritual progress. And how we can have our spiritual progress? It is very important because Krishna gives us as we desire. Je jatha mam prapadante tam sutaiva bhajam maham. Whatever we desire, Krishna will give that. Even staying in dham, if we desire for name fame, Krishna will give that. So that is not a spiritual progress. So whatever we desire, so you should be very careful about our desire. Staying in dham, like Lord Brahma desired to test Krishna. We may also desire, so many desires may come. Sometimes by our own desires, we sometimes criticize devotees. And as a result of that, our spiritual progress stops. We don't feel that happiness by rendering devotional service. So it is very important that what we desire, what we desire in Krishna consciousness, it is very important for us. Because if our desire is not conducive to devotional service, our spiritual progress will stop. The Shraddha will go away. And Shraddha is the beginning stage. If that goes away, immediately our progress in devotional service will stop and we will be engaged in different kinds of mundane activities. That is the reason when sometimes the devotees, they speak out, we are not feeling happiness because there is a dryness in their heart. So material elements are the source of dryness. If you are engaged in material activities, if you are engaged in mundane activities, we are more attached to our sense objects. When we are more attached to sense objects, we will feel dryness because there is no test. Prabhupada gives the example, just like a poet, he writes poem. A writer writes novel because he has a desire, taste for it. But at certain point of time, after the writing is finished, he is again dry. Again he has to compile something new. Again his thought process has to work. Similarly, a painter, he has to paint. Every time he has to paint something new, otherwise he feels dry. There is no spontaneity. But if we render devotional service under the guidance of Guru, then there is spontaneity. Spontaneous happiness is there. Because it is only by serving Krishna, it is only by rendering devotional service, we can have spontaneous happiness. Without doing that, through any kinds of material activity, we cannot have a spontaneous happiness, rather it will be the source of our distress and dissatisfaction. And that's how we see. If we see the present situation, I don't have to speak about that how the devotees are still doing spontaneous devotional service and people outside, those who are not devotees, and how they are in distress, how they are dissatisfied. But for devotees, it's a blessing for us now. We are having free time, less work, more engagement in Krishna consciousness. So the more we engage in Krishna consciousness, the more happy we are. But for outside people, mundane people, they don't have any engagement now. Quarreling in homes, fighting, becoming sick, becoming psychic patients. And we see a lot of difference with the devotees. So it is very important what we desire. Because whatever we desire, Krishna will give that. So what we desire? Our desire should be bhakti. And what kind of bhakti should be our desire? Anna vilasita sunnam. Gana karmadi anavritam. No desires. The kind of bhakti that we should perform, it should not have any sort of mundane desires. Our desire should be only one thing. Anukulana krishnanu shilana. That is bhakti. conducive atmosphere to practice Krishna consciousness. That should be our only desire. Then we can derive that happiness by staying in dham. Or rather, wherever we stay, that place will be dham. Because wherever there is glories of the Lord being sung, and wherever kirtan is being done, the Lord Himself appears in that place. So that place becomes dham. And that's how we can get that happiness. So we have to render that bhakti, surrender. We have to render that. Then, in our devotional service, we face many challenges. If we correlate, Brahma also faced challenges. It is obvious for us, we will also face challenge to render devotional service. In Brihat Bhagavatamrita, the story of Gop Kumar is there. How Gop Kumar went through different distresses in his life in going back to Godhead. And when he went back to Goloka, then Krishna embraced him. So there is always challenges in devotional service in our life. And why these challenges are there? Because we are not in the stage of pure devotional service. We are performing Mishra Bhakti. So because we are performing Mishra Bhakti, so desires are mixed with it. So that time, sometimes we become very distressed in performing devotional service. We lose our taste in performing devotional service. Because we are not performing devotional service by taking shelter, full shelter, full surrender. That's why we face difficulties in devotional service. Otherwise, difficulties in devotional service is a great boon for the devotees. Because the more we are in difficult situations, the more we are going closer to Krishna. Because the more we will be put in difficult situations, the more we attract Krishna's mercy on us by practicing devotional service. So sometimes Krishna puts his devotees by his own will in distress. We saw how the Pandavas were in distress and Krishna was with them. So Kunti Devi desired we should have more distress. We should have more danger. So if we have more danger, then you will be always with us. So distress in the life of a devotee, or danger in the life of a devotee, is a mercy of the Lord. Krishna willingly gives distress in the life of a devotee so that we become more attached to Krishna. The more attached we become to Krishna, the more easier our path of going back to Godhead becomes. It becomes more easier. So you have to tolerate those pain under the shelter of pure devotees. By their life, by following their instructions, we can easily surpass all those miseries in our life and we can go back to Godhead. Even Srila Prabhupada had to face, in the beginning of his movement, he had to face many difficulties. Even if we see, the best example is our Juhu temple. So, constructing the Juhu temple, he was in distress because there were court cases and so many things. But with their strong determination in for serving Krishna, all these distress were later on converted to happiness. So it's very important that how we receive distress in our life. It is very important. Then, developing love for Krishna. The main reason behind practicing our devotional service or practicing Krishna consciousness is reviving the love of Godhead that is lost in our lives. We want to revive that relationship with the Lord. So if we want to revive that relationship with the Lord, you have to practice devotional service. That is the main thing. And by devotional service, we can establish a loving relationship with the Lord. So, as a neophyte, in the beginning stage of bhakti, it is very difficult for us to develop that love. It is very difficult. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives the example of an astrologer. Someone's astrologer meets a poor person, meets a poor man, and he says to him, "I see lot of wealth through your palms. Your father has kept lot of wealth for you, but you are living in a very miserable condition. You should not live in this miserable condition." So the moment that poor man hears from the astrologer that he is not actually a poor man, he has lot of wealth being kept by his father for him, he becomes very happy. It's obvious in this material world, if anyone hears that we have lot of wealth and it came out suddenly, it gives lot of happiness to us. So that poor man was also very happy. So when he hears that, and he says that it's hidden somewhere, you have to find out. So he starts finding throughout his house that where is that wealth kept. He starts digging earth. Then astrologer says, Sarvagre Vakya Kare Dhanere Uddeshe Aiche Bet Purane Jive Krishna Upadeshe. Similarly, the Vedas says that Krishna is our Supreme Father. And because Krishna is our Supreme Father, he has indefinite wealth. And to receive that wealth, we have to follow the instructions of the Vedas. You have to follow the Shrutis. You have to study scriptures. And by doing that, we can actually receive the wealth of our Father. So how to receive that wealth? How to receive that wealth? How we can receive that wealth? Kept by our father, by following the footsteps of the previous acharyas, Mahajana Gata Sapantha, then we can have our relationship with Krishna built. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given a simple formula for that. Gopi Bhartu Padakamala Dasana Dasanu Dasa. A simple formula. Simply, we have to be servants of the servants of the servants of the Lord. If we become servant of the Lord, we can easily revive that love of Godhead. And how we can revive that love of Godhead? Simply if we practice devotional service under the guidance of the devotees with humility, then we can have that sambandha with Krishna rebuilt. And by rebuilding that sambandha with Krishna, we can actually see the jewels in the dham. What is there in the dham? We can actually view different pastimes in the dham. That is ecstasy. That is real ecstasy that is being exhibited by Brahma, that simply by offering obeisances, simply by offering obeisances to Krishna and remembering what he has seen, he was feeling ecstasy. And simply by rendering devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master and Krishna, we can have the same ecstasy that Brahma was feeling. That is by simply offering obeisances in dham to the Vaishnavas, offering obeisances to Krishna, we can feel that ecstasy. And that can be the starting point of our spontaneous devotional service, by which we can come out of all the anarthas of our heart. That is the way that how we should become qualified, by properly taking shelter and with full surrender. It's not that, Prabhuji, I have taken shelter, Maharaj, I have taken shelter, so please guide me and give me pure bhakti. If that would have been possible, it would have been very easy for us. We would have taken shelter of Guru, and with mystic powers, Guru should have given us the transcendental ecstasy, the bhava bhakti. No. Yes, Guru, through his mystic powers, he gives us the opportunity to render devotional service. Because without that mercy of Guru, we cannot engage in devotional service. And the service will not be going to Krishna. So that's why it is very important we take proper shelter of the devotees with full surrender and follow the instructions of the Vaishnavas, of Gurus and previous Acharyas. Then ultimately we can feel the ecstasy of devotional service that Prabhupada has given us. We don't have to go anywhere. Wherever we are staying, we can feel that same ras, same happiness by serving Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yes, any comments and rectifications?